won that way this year.
Alrighty, y'all. We are now joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow's cookouts on the 500 Darlington Raceway, driver the number 45, 2311 Racing Toyota, Tyler Reddick. We'll head straight to questions for this one. If you have a question for Tyler, please raise your hand and we will do our best to get a wireless microphone to you. Who would like to start us off? We'll go to Tim Moore. Yeah.
What toppings you go with there, Jordan? Holy cow. Wow. Are you going to eat all of it?
No.
No? Okay. Sorry, who was first?
Tim, hey, Moore motorsports ahead. Today. No, you're good. How long was your practice even? I know Denny made it 3/4 of the way around.
Oh, so, yeah, we failed the first time through. And since we failed last week at Daytona, first time through as well, we were at the back of the queue for cars going around the second time. So, you know, when we had the first lightning hold, we were just we had passed, but we were waiting to get shocks on, all that sort of stuff. So we were kind of stuck there a bit. And when it cleared up for a little bit there, we had just got to pit road, got done with the warm-up. We were probably, I don't even know, 20 seconds away from rolling when they called it. We were just a little bit behind, just having to wait the first lightning hold out. So, yeah, I didn't even – I mean, I fired it up, but I didn't even move. So, that's okay. I mean, I was pretty happy last time I was here.
Well, obviously, you mentioned last time you were here, you win, and we bring back the same back the same exact tire package and so on. So, I'm just wondering, no laps this time around.
Even better.
Yeah. So you feel optimistic.
It's like best case scenario for us. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
We'll come up front to Holly, and then we'll go to Chris in the middle next.
Congratulations on your pole, Tyler Redd.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, obviously having all the playoff guys up front, how does that how does that kind of change the vibe in this thing, or does it at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I feel like some of these tracks, we still all somewhat qualify in the top 20 anyways, but that was with the two groups and everything. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, right, how cautious or how aggressive people will be. You know, for us, we'll kind of get to, hopefully, I mean, ideally, if we have a good start, we're in the lead and we're kind of setting the pace. So, yeah, I mean, it just means that a lot of the cars that it's important to score points on are going to be right there if you do make mistakes or have a misstep in stage one through the green flag cycle and stuff. So everyone's going to be right there. But for us, we're at the front of all of them. So, again, that's another great scenario for us.
Let's get a mic over to Chris over here in the middle.
Hey, Tyler. I'm Chris Gowan with Above the Yellow Line Media. So, obviously, you won the race here earlier this year, and you did so, you know, coming from issues very early on, coming all the way back through the field. So, with that having been how you won this race last time, you know, is the track position, is it really all that exciting to you, knowing you can fly through the back like that? Is it still as big of a deal?
It is nice, but after I get through turn two that first time, I'll feel better about it. Obviously, last year's race, that is when it decided to fail, that first lap. So if I get through turn two and my voltage hasn't dropped out, I'll be feeling pretty good. But until then, I'm just going to, you know, obviously wait and see how things go. So, but yeah, interestingly enough for us, we obviously won the race, but we spent a lot of the time in the race, you know, in the pack, trying to get around traffic and just, I mean, we knew what we had for speed. That obviously helped us get back to the front. But yeah, I only had those first 25, 30 laps or so. I can't remember how long we ran that first stage in the spring. That was really the only true gauge of like clean air that I had last spring. So, hopefully we have that longer and can just stay on top of our adjustments and keep our car really happy.
Let's go to Pete over here on the right.
Hey, Tyler, Pete Iacovelli with the AP. You're happy that you're going to start up front, but was there any part of you that said, you know, I really would have liked to get in a few laps of practice and qualify?
No, it's literally best case scenario for us. We were so strong here last spring. Just ironically enough, as I kind of got going in cup racing, it was during COVID and there was no practice at all. And, you know, I kind of got very used to just having to figure it out the first corner. And so for me, in general, I feel in a really good spot most weekends when this happens and we just have to unload and race. But beyond that, with as strong as we were, obviously, I think you'd imagine teams are wanting to try things and see if they close the gap, or what that all looks like, right? And no one had any kind of opportunity at all with that today. So if anything, it just helps us even more. And I could be wrong. We could not be where we want to be at the start of the race. But, I mean, yeah, with how we ran last spring, just we were rock solid, and I expect more of the same.
Take a follow-up from Holly up here in the front.
I wanted to ask you why you think you're so good winning from the pole. A lot of people win the pole and don't necessarily win the race.
I can't handle a bad day, clearly. Yeah. When we if you've seen our summer stretch, we fall. No. Well, we start from the pole, but, like, the race at Echo Park was not very normal. It wasn't like we dominated. You know, COTA was a bit more straightforward. You know, I fell back a bit there, but we still won. Then, yeah, you know, did I do it at Kansas too? I guess I did there too. So, yeah, I mean, it really makes it look like we start up front and stay up front, but a lot of those wins were not that way. Hopefully for us tomorrow night it is. I mean, I'm sure, you know, we would be all for fighting our way from the back like we did the last time we were here, but it'd be so nice for this whole team if we just have like a calm, smooth day, if you will, and we're not having to go from the back to the front, so we can really just, you know, it'd just be super nice to have a calm, normal day. And I was feeling good about that anyways coming into this race, because typically we find a way to do that anyways. So yeah, I don't know, it is funny though, does on paper look like we start up front and finish up front, but a lot of our races haven't been that way.
We'll come up to the back to Zach right here. Zach, raise your hand.
Is that more for about it? Tyler, you probably maybe got asked a question like this, but the whole risk versus reward, the chase is about like it's like a marathon. Every race matters. Points are going to be crucial. Tomorrow night, there could be potentially a late race restart. Even now, if you're the leader, you're going to be as aggressive as possible, but if you're second, third, fourth, is the aggressive level still going to be the same as normal, or will you think more big picture? Like, hey, I would love to win this race, but I still want to finish second, third, fourth.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works. We've come and run this race a number of years now with the playoff format in play, and drivers really needing to lock themselves in the next round. So I'm not sure how much different it'll be. I imagine to some degree a little bit different. But, you know, if you got guys that are up front in the mix that are towards the bottom, they have less to lose possibly, if you could look at it that way. They really need the good points days to catch up. But, yeah, that'll be interesting how it plays out. It'll just, you know, has the guy who's in control been leading the whole thing, and is your one chance to pass him? There's just a lot of things that could play into it. You know, it's 500 miles around this place. You know, you could have a run-in with the other guy you're racing with at some point and want to, you know, use him up a little bit. All those things could be in play with the long race that we have tomorrow night. But, yeah, unfortunately for us, historically in this race, we've been in good position to win it, and when that caution does happen late, we haven't exactly executed. We've been one spot short. So, believe me, this entire team's motivated to be on the other side of that if it comes down to a late race restart.
Any final questions? We'll take a follow-up from Tim. Then what?
Tim Moore, Motorsports. Say earlier, Riley came in here for his availability, and he was very high on how much of an impact you've had on his time at 2311. I'm just wondering if you can give your side of, like, what does Riley potentially bring to the table for legacy as an individual outside of a race car driver?
Yeah, he does a really good job of managing the highs and lows of a season, much better than I do. And that part's inspiring. You know, he could have a pretty rough week, rough stretch of weeks, and the mindset that he brings with him in his body language and what he says and how he carries himself. I've been able to take away a lot of good things from him in that regard. You know, just crazy enough. I feel like our paths didn't really cross, whether my time at just other manufacturers leading up to this. We just hadn't had a lot of opportunities to interact with one another, so I got to learn a lot about who Riley is over this time and become a big fan of how he goes about things and how hard he works for it. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the time I've had with him and you know, before us becoming teammates, didn't really know what to think of Riley, but now from here on, I'll always be a fan of Riley and pulling for him to have success.
All righty. If there are no further questions, Tyler, appreciate you coming in, and good luck tomorrow night.
All right.